wish I could have understood every single word that you said. I didn't.
啊，谢谢大家啊，谢谢你们。我真的很希望我能够完全听到啊，刚才永波弟兄所讲的话。
I know that you said something about the program Discover the Word.
我知道你说了一个啊，就是一个节目，就是说啊，认识神的话语这个节目。
As of the end of January, we have a new team teaching.
在一月底的时候，今年一月底的时候，有一个新的一个就是 team 来开始讲这个认识神的这个节目。
For 23 years, Haddon and Mark and I taught the scriptures on radio.
在过去的23年当中 ，Haddon、Mark 和我们在这个电台里面讲了23年来讨论神的话语。
But this past year, one of my colleagues, Haddon, was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
但是在这过去的一年当中，我当中的这个我们的这个同工 Haddon， 他被就是他得了这个 Parkinson 的这个病。
As a result, we are no longer on the radio.
所以因为这样的话，所以我们现在呢，我们这两个人都不在这个电台上了。
But there's a new, better team.
但是现在有一个更好的一个团队。
But I have missed it even in this short time that we've no longer been doing it.
但是我们现在不做，就这么短的时间，我都已经非常的想念这过去的这段时光。
It's always a surprise when I'm invited back to speak someplace I've spoken before.
对我来说，回到我以前讲过道的地方，对我来说是一个惊奇。
You are very kind. Thank you.
你们对我对我非常的友好，谢谢大家。
When I was a kid, I was fascinated by something called invisible ink.
我小的时候对一种叫无形墨水的东西非常感兴趣。
To me, it was wonderful.
对我来说，这个东西呢，非常的好。
You could write something, and it could be read only under an ultraviolet light.
用这种墨水呢，你可以写任何东西啊。只有在这个紫外线下面才能够看清楚。
Now, it wasn't just a toy.
这个不是一个玩具。
It was used by governments for espionage.
在政府当中呢，是用在间谍的这个事情上。
And many people used it to mark valuable possessions.
也有一些人用这种就是无形墨水来标记一些贵重的东西。
But for me as a kid, it was a good way to keep my sister from reading my diary.
但是对我当时来说呢，帮助我呢，让我的姐姐呢，妹妹们不看到我写的日记。
There are purposes and uses in invisibility.
在这个无形的东西当中有它的目的。
In the gospel according to, pardon me, back up.In the letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he said this.
在那个使徒保罗在给提摩太写信的时候，他这么说。
God is the eternal, immortal, invisible. God is the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God.
在提摩太前书一章十七节当中说，神是这位不能朽坏。不能看见永世的君王独一的神。
And at the end of the letter, Paul described God as the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever.
在这封信，在提摩太前书结尾的时候，保罗描述这位神是什么呢？是那可称颂的、独有全能的万王之主王、万主之主，就是独一不死、住在人不靠近的光里面，是人不曾看见、也不能看见的。
Here and elsewhere in the Bible, we are assured that God is invisible.
在这里和其他地方都确告我们神是看不见的。
And that can pose a problem for lots of people who want a God that we can see.
对很多需要一个能够被看见的神的人来说，这一点有可能是一个难题。
Someone has said that Americans perceive God in an almost tactile way.
有些人说，美国人呢来看这个美国人眼中的神呢非常具体。
We search for clear-cut signs of God's presence.
我们寻找神同在的明确的记号。
We yearn for the burning bush or for an audible voice.
似乎我们仍然渴慕着那燃烧的荆棘，或者是一个听得见的声音。
We're material beings, and we want a God that we can materially touch.
我们是由物质形体组成的，我们也要一个我们能触摸到的物质形体的神。
So we might even devalue spirit as being less real than material.
我们也许不把灵体同等宝贝，因为认为它不够真实。
We want God to appear in the realm of matter where we live.
我们要神出现在我们活着的物质世界中。
This was probably one of the problems the Hebrew people faced in their long history.
这也许是希伯来人在他们漫长的历史里面面对的许多问题当中的一个。
They turned again and again to idolatry.
他们不断地转向偶像。
This was the worship of an idol that they could see, that they could touch.
不断地祈拜他们能够看见、能触摸到的偶像。
But when Jesus talked with a woman at a well in Samaria,
但是在当耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚妇人在井边讲话的时候，
He was clear that God is spirit.
耶稣非常明确地说神是灵。
But we sometimes try to imagine God in some visible form.
但是我们有时试图想象神有某种看得见的形体。
We may ask, how can we believe in a God we cannot see?
我们也许会问，我们怎么能够相信一位看不见的神呢？
Yet throughout the Bible, God invites us again and again to deepen our relationship with Him.
但是整本圣经，神都在一次又一次地邀请我们来跟他建立更深的关系。
In Jeremiah 29:13, we hear God speaking.
在耶利米书29章13节当中，我们听见神说，
He said, you will seek me and find me when you seek for me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
God wants us to know Him and to trust Him in all areas of our lives.
神要我们认识他，并在我们生命的所有的层面来信赖他。
But many of us have struggled to get to know God.
但是我们很多人都在认识神的事上挣扎。
We want to know God, but how?
我们都想认识他，但是怎么样来认识他呢？
How can we see the invisible God?
我们怎么能够看见这位看不见的神呢？
Well, let's get started by getting rid of some of the debris about God.
那么我们现在先开始的时候，首先来去掉一些垃圾，就是对神不正确的认识。
A long time ago, back in 1953,
很久很久以前，在1953年的时候，
Before many of you were born,
在你们很多的人还没出生之前，
J.B. Phillips produced a small book called Your God is Too Small.
J.B. Phillips 出版了一本书的名字叫你的神太小了。
And in it, he identified a dozen different ideas that people have about God.
在这本书里，他列出一大列人们对神的认知。
These are ideas that don't really measure up to who God is.
这些认知是和不圣经不相符合的。
Let's just mention a couple of these two small ideas about God.
让我就讲讲其中几条对神的太小的认识。
You know, I'm behind in my
yes
things. okay. Now that is the reference. Okay. Here we are. One idea a lot of people have is of God as a resident policeman.
有一条人们对神的认识是什么呢？他们认为神是一个所住地区的警察。
He looks over the edge of heaven and whacks us whenever we do something naughty.
他到各个角落巡查，当我们犯错的时候，他就给我们来一下，来惩治我们。
God is no more than our conscience making us feel guilty.
神不大过我们的良心，让我们感到内疚。
I grew up with that idea of God.
我就是在这样的信条当中长大的。
But another idea of God,
但是另外一个呢,
is as the grand old man.
对神的认识呢，就好像神是一个很好很好的老人。
He's a benign being with a long white beard like Santa Claus.
一个留着长长的白胡子的仁慈的老人，就好像圣诞老公公一样。
Patting us on the head and telling us to be good.
他摸摸我们的头，告诉我们要听话，要乖。
Sometimes this idea of God means that God is old, old-fashioned, and out of date.
有的时候，这样对神的认知呢，意味着神是老的、过时的、跟不上时代潮流的。
Still another idea of God is as a managing director.
还有一种想法呢，认为神是一个企业管理的老总。
It's that God is responsible for the vastness of the universe and cannot possibly be interested in the lives of us minute specks called people here on planet Earth.
他们认为神负责管理整个的宇宙，不可能还对我们这些生活在行星地球上像芝麻点点的人的生命有什么兴趣。
These are just three of the dozen different ideas about God that a lot of people have.
这只是三条很多人对神的看法的看法。
These are ideas of a God that is too small.
这些是把神看得太小的看法。
In the February issue of Time Magazine, February 12th this year, the cover story was on quantum computing.
在2014年2月的《时代周刊》的封面故事呢，是关于量子计算。
Now, I know nothing about quantum anything.
我对量子什么都不知道。
But I have a grandson in Bulgaria who is a physicist and also a computer nerd.
我有一个孙子呢，在保加利亚，他呢，是一个物理学家，也对计算机非常在行。
And so I thought he might like to read the article.
我想他大概会读这篇文章。
We scanned it and sent it to him.
我们就把他在计算机上 scan 了一下，给他寄过去了。
But first, I had to read this long, complicated article.
但首先呢，我得先读这篇非常复杂的又长的这篇文章。
And in the middle of reading it, I discovered that it gave me some answers about God that I had had since childhood.
但是就是在我读这篇文章的时候呢，我突然意识到这篇文章回答了我幼年时候对神的一些问题。
It turns out.That in classical computing, now those of you who understand this good, I don't. I'm just telling you what I read.
在普通的计算当中，我你们当中如果对量子力学很清楚的话，很好。但是我是不知道，我只是把我看到的向大家来解释。
In classical computing, all bits of information are either zero or one.
在普通计算当中呢，所有的信息要么是一，要么就是零。
But in quantum computing, qubits of information can be both zero and one at the same time.
但是在量子计算当中呢，信息可以同时是零又是一。
So, central to the idea of quantum computing is the idea of superposition.
那么对量子计算这个概念最中心的是什么概念呢？是叠加这个概念。
This is a nebulous middle ground that allows bits of information to be in more than one place at a time with incredible potential for being everywhere present.
这是一个不清晰的中间地段，在这里呢，允许信息能在某一个时间范围里同时在不同的地方出现，以至于有最大的可能就是信息有可能同时在各处出现。
I said, what?
什么？
we logical descendants of the Enlightenment want things to be neat and tidy.
我们这些启蒙运动的非常逻辑的有思维的思想家们想要到处都井井有条。
But the universe was not created by Enlightenment thinkers.
但是宇宙不是整个宇宙世界不是启蒙运动思想家们所创造的。
And God the Creator can be and is all over the place at all times.
创造之主能一直到处都出现，他也是到处都在。
He hears all our prayers.
他在听我们所有的祷告。
And he's present in all our lives at all times.
并且在任何时候，在我们生命的各个地方与我们同在。
But as finite, limited creatures, we really can't get our arms around the infinite God in a quantum universe.
但我们作为有定点的、有限的造物，实在真的不可能拥抱住这位在量子宇宙中无限的神。
So we tend to scale God down.To some smaller size that we can understand.
所以我们倾向于试图将神降格到入我们人的有限里面。
But in the process, we miss out who God really is.
但是在这当中呢，我们就错过了神到底什么是神。
God isn't just simply an oversized Superman.
神不只是一个像超人一样的超级大的人。
But As J.B. Phillips noted,
就像 J.B. Phillips 所说的
we can get stuck on the idea of a God who is too small.
我们如果认为神太小了，就没有办法往前。
Now, in contrast, the Old Testament prophet Isaiah had a vision of God that should show us as God in a different way.
相反旧约先知以赛亚看见的神可以让我们看到一位不同的神
In Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1 through 5 we read this
在以赛亚书六章一到五节写道
In the year that King Uzziah died is this the Chinese what,
yes.
is what I'm reading?
No
What is this?
Okay
Here we are.
Yes.
Sorry, we'll get our signal straight tonight, and tomorrow it'll be smooth.
明天就会更加平顺一点。
Okay. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings.With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. Shall I go on?
Yeah, you keep.
At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. Woe is me, I cried. I am ruined.For I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
以赛亚书六章一到五节这样写道：当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。彼此呼喊说圣哉圣哉圣哉万军之耶和华他的荣光充满全地因呼喊者的声音门槛的根基震动殿充满了烟云那时我说祸哉我灭亡了因为我是嘴唇不洁的人又住在嘴唇不洁的人中又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华
I think I just learned a Chinese word, Shinta. Holy, holy.
Yes.
Holy.
Ah. 他知道圣哉是就是 holy 的意思对。
Well, this is a God-sized God in Isaiah's vision.
这里描述的是被称为神的神。
And this God early on gave his people an idea of what he expected of them.
在很早的时候这位神就清清楚楚地告诉他的子民他向他们期望的是什么。
when we look at the Ten Commandments, we hear God speaking.
在十诫一开始的时候，我们就听见神说。
And the first three commandments of the ten are these.
第三啊，十诫的第前三诫是这样开始的。
I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them.And you shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses his name.
我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。除了我以外，你不可有别的神，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像。也不可妄称耶和华你神的名，因为妄称耶和华的名的，耶和华必不以他为无罪。
Note two things in these verses.
在这几节经文当中，请注意两件事。
First, God introduces himself as the Lord, Yahweh, your God, Elohim, the powerful one who delivers people from slavery.
首先神介绍自己是耶和华你们的神全能的神将人从奴役中救出来
While Elohim was the generic word for God Yahweh or the Lord was the special term in the Bible for God's relationship to us
Elohim 这个字神是通常的称呼耶和华或主这个名称在圣经中是一个特殊的词来讲明神跟我们的关系。
For the Old Testament Hebrews, it meant, I will be all that is necessary for you as the occasion arises.
对旧约希伯来人来说，这意味着神对他们说，在所有不同的环境兴起的时候，我对你们来说，就是你们所有一切需要的全部满足。
When the descendants...of Jacob were slaves in Egypt, it was the Lord, Yahweh, who had the power and will to deliver them out of slavery and take them into freedom.
当雅各的子孙在埃及为奴之时，是耶和华神定义用大能将他们从奴役之地救到自由之地。
But also notice in the third commandment that We are not to make a wrongful use of God's name.
第二，在十诫的第三诫当中呢，我们被警戒不妄称神的名。
Part of the debris that we need to get rid of about God has to do with using his name lightly.
一些不好的要去除的东西就是妄称神的名。
You hear every day on the streets people saying OMG or Oh my God.
在街上我们每一天都听到很多人说 Oh my God, 哦我的神。
We are called to refuse to resist the temptation to use God's name in that way.
我们要抵制妄称神的名的诱惑。
But if I slow down and I really begin thinking about God,as this great power and this one with rules for my life, this can be scary. I can get downright scared.
但是当我们来慢慢思想我们的创造主神的无限的能力和他对我们的要求的时候我们绝对会恐惧。
I ask myself, how can I dare to tiptoe into the presence of God?
我问自己说我是谁竟敢胆战心惊地进前到神尊荣的同在中
And then we read in Psalm 139 something that is also scary.
在诗篇139一到十节当中我们又读到一些让我们觉得恐惧的话语
The psalmist said, O Lord,You have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you're there. If I make my bed in the depths, you're there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
在诗篇139篇1到10节这样读到。耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。我行路，我躺卧，你都细查，你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。我往哪里去躲避你的面，躲避你的灵？我往哪里去逃避你的面？我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住，就是在那里。你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
We may try 100 different ways to hide from God, this quantum God in this quantum universe.
我们可以用100种不同的方法来向神隐藏我们的真相，这位在量子空间的以量子方式行事的神。
And once we have that idea of God in mind, we are told that we are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
知道这位神是一个在量子空间当中以量子方式行事的神，我们还被告知说要尽心尽性敬意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知的总纲。
Love God, this being who is so terrifying.
来爱神，这位神这样的让我们觉得恐惧的。
When I was a child, I was so afraid of God, there was no way that I could love him.
当我还小的时候，我这样的，我对神怀有这样的恐惧心理，以至于我没有办法来爱他。
Some of you might have had a similar experience.
你们当中也许有些人也曾有过同样的经验。
How can we love a God who is both invisible and has infinite power and might, who could crush us? Like tiny ants.
我们怎么样来爱一位神？他是我们看不见的，又有无限的能力。他的能力能压碎我们，像压碎蚂蚁一般。
Yet the Bible tells us that we can have a relationship with God, though He is invisible and He is perfect and He is overwhelming.
但是我们被呼召来建立起这样的一个关系。在这个关系当中，一方是看不见的，浩大而完美的，而我们却是看得见的，软弱的，而且有缺陷的。
And I am so flawed. I am so visible. I am so weak. How can I possibly love someone in such an uneven relationship?
我们怎么可能在这样的一个不平衡的关系当中来爱呢？
The answer to that question turns out to be simpler than we might think.
但是呢，这个问题的答案结果比我们想象的要容易得多。
In John 14, we hear a conversation between the disciple Philip and Jesus.
在约翰福音14章8到9节，我们听见门徒腓力和耶稣的对话。
Philip said, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered,Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人若看见了我，就是看见了父。
Earlier, at the beginning of John's Gospel, we read these words about Jesus.
再早一点，约翰福音一章一到三节是这样开头讲到耶稣的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory.The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。道成了肉身，住在我们中间。充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光就是父独生子的荣光
Jesus is God
耶稣是神
So we read in his letter to the Colossians Paul said this
保罗在写信给哥罗西的基督徒也是这样讲到耶稣
He said that Jesus is the image of the invisible GodFor by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead,So that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万物有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的。又是为他造的，他是万有之先，万有也是靠他而立，他是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，是他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Chew on that for a minute.
在这里让我们停留一分钟，好好的咀嚼一下。
Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
耶稣是这位看不见神的形象。
He reveals God to us.
他将神向我们启示。
All the fullness of God can be seen in Jesus.
所有神的丰富都在耶稣里看到。
So then we read in the letter to the Hebrews this opening statement,that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his very being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
然后希伯来书一章三节这样讲到耶稣是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有。
Think about that.
想一想。
Jesus is the exactImprint of God's very being.
神耶稣是神本体的真相，是神本体的完全显现。
He's not just a close copy. He's the exact representation.
他不是一个非常清楚的拷贝件，而是完全的显现。
And in his second letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote this.
在给哥隆多前信徒的第二封书信当中使徒保罗说
The God who said let light shine out of darkness has made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ
使徒保罗说那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So how can we see the invisible God?
所以我们要怎么样看见这位看不见的神呢？
How can we know God?
我们怎么样来认识神？
This year you have been working through Paul's letters to the Philippians each Sunday.
当你们今年主日来研读保罗给腓立比教会的信时，
And you may already have studied Philippians 2, verses 8 through 11.
你们也许已经看到腓立比书二章五到十一节。
There we read this. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant,being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross.
你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己为同等抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，也至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.To the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
The invisible God has become visible in Jesus Christ.
这位看不见的神在耶稣基督里面成为看得见的。
So we look to Jesus.
所以我们来看耶稣。
We listen to Jesus.
我们来听耶稣。
We watch Jesus in action.
我们看耶稣怎么样做。
Jesus came into the world to reveal the eternal God to us human beings.
耶稣降世为人，来将永生的神向我们人类显现。
The incarnation of Jesus is about Emmanuel, God with us.
道成肉身是以马内利，就相同于神与我们同在。
Jesus is no less than God.
耶稣同是神，不比神小。
And as we look at Jesus and really study his life and his teachings,We get to know God.
并且当我们看耶稣来真正的看他的生活和他的教导，我们就能以认识神。
The writer Austin Fisher makes the bold but true statement that everything we think we know about God must submit to that which is revealed in Jesus. And when we fail to let God define himself in Jesus because we think we know better,We commit idolatry.
作家 Austin Fisher 说了一句非常大胆又非常真实的一句话，我们认为我们知道的有关于神的一切必须降服于在耶稣里所显示的，当我们不愿意在耶稣里面定义神，因为我们认为我们自己更明白神的时候，我们就犯了拜偶像的罪。
Tomorrow afternoon and again on Sunday morning, we want to look together at what Jesus reveals to us about God using Philippians 2 as our base.
明天下午和星期天上午，我们会一起通过腓立比书第二章来看一看耶稣向我们显示了神的什么。
God became flesh and blood to give us a close-up look.At our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sustainer.
神成为血肉之身，来让我们细细的看一看我们的创造者、救赎者和帮助者。
25 years ago, I was teaching a large women's Bible study class in Denver, Colorado.
在25年前，我在科罗拉多州丹佛市的一个地方，每周教一个大型的妇女研经班的时候。
For it, I research women's experiences with Jesus in the four Gospels.
那么在这当中呢，我查了一下在四福音书中妇女和耶稣接触的经历。
And in the process, I found myself deeply moved by the words and the actions of God in the flesh, Jesus.
我发现我自己在这当中被深深地被这位道成肉身的神耶稣的话语和行为触动。
We find these words and these actions in the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们在马太、马可、路加和约翰福音当中看到对耶稣的记载。
At times, I was overcome by powerful emotions of sadness, of anger, of love, and of joy.
在这段时间当中，我深深地体会到很强烈的情感，有哀伤，有愤怒，有爱，也有欢乐。
And I met again and have fallen in love with the Savior of the world, who happens to be the Savior of individual women and men.
我再次遇见并且爱上了这位拯救世界的神，也正是每一位男人和女人的拯救者。
I found that Jesus was filled with compassion for women caught on the barbed wire of life.
我发现耶稣对在困境中的妇女充满了怜悯。
I've held my breath as he defied convention and took enormous risks to offer hope, new life, or a second chance to women who were despised and ground down into dust under the feet of thoughtless religious leaders.
我屏住呼吸，存着深深敬畏的心，看到他不顾传统，铤而冒险对那些被鄙视、没有怜悯之心的宗教领袖踩在脚下的妇女所给予的希望、新生命或者是第二次机会。
And in the process of finding God in Jesus Christ, understanding God, I experienced in a fresh way.What Peter wrote in his first letter.
在这当在认在神在耶稣基督里面认识神的过程当中，我重新经历了彼得在彼得前书一章八到九节所写的。
Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith.The salvation of your souls.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们的信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
If I could have any wish for you,
如果我对你们这里当中有任何什么盼望的话。
It would be that Jesus would step off the pages of the Gospels into your life.
那就是但愿耶稣基督从四福音书上走下来，进入到你的生命中。
And that he would so grip you with his marvelous but risk-taking love that you'd want nothing more than to follow him and learn from him all the days of your life.
并且以他那奇妙冒险的爱抓住你的心，以至于你不再求别的，只愿一生一世跟从他，向他学习。
Jesus is the exact representation of God. He shows us all that we need to know about God. Jesus makes the invisible God visible so that we will know how to live God's way.
耶稣是神本体的完全显现，他向我们显示了我们所有需要认识神的事。耶稣将这位看不见的神变成看得见的，以至于我们知道怎样以神的方式来活。
May all of us see God, the invisible God, as we look at God through Jesus Christ.
愿我们当中每一个人都通过看着耶稣来认识神，来真正的明白神。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. 们今天